And I went out and I interviewed person after person who was suffering with depression. One of the first people I interviewed described depression as a slower way of being dead. And that was a good thing for me to hear early on, because it reminded me that that slow way of being dead can lead to actual deadness, that this is a serious business. It's the leading disability worldwide, and people die of it every day. One of the people I talked to when I was trying to understand this was a beloved friend who I had known for many years and who had had a psychotic episode in her freshman year of college and then plummeted into a horrific depression. She had bipolar illness, or manic depression as it was then known. And then she did very well for many years on lithium. And then eventually she was taken off her lithium to see how she would do without it. And she had another psychosis, and then plunged into the worst depression that I had ever seen, in which she sat in her parents' apartment, more or less catatonic, essentially without moving, day after day after day. And when I interviewed her about that experience some years later, she's a poet and psychotherapist named Maggie Robbins. When I interviewed her, she said, "I was singing, 'Where have all the flowers gone?' over and over to occupy my mind. I was singing to blot out the things my mind was saying, which were, you are nothing. You are nobody. You don't even deserve to live." And that was when I really started thinking about killing myself. You don't think in depression that you've put on a gray veil and are seeing the world through the haze of a bad mood. You think that the veil has been taken away, the veil of happiness, and that now you're seeing truly.